Welcome to KGXT, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California. Making plans with the boys. I'm going to hit the town. Yeah, I'm going to make some noise. I'll push past the pain and my wounded pride. I'm going to live it up. Yeah, stay out all night. But sure, I've had some better times. And I can't.
For the sake of argument, we're going. Okay.
What?
I had to do that, this stupid, the 21 gun salute. It's just, hold on, turn off my phone. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, oh, boom. Good.
Phone is off. All right. There's a rolling. The pod track is rolling and Streamlabs is rolling. So it looks like we're on the same page. Just so you guys know, what are you typing? What the fuck are you doing?
You know what? None of your business, okay?
I can hear you typing. I can hear it clicking away.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you doing stuff other than the podcast? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, I was doing the podcast. Doesn't putting sound a like note down to talk about.
Oh, sure.
Yo, you just shut your whore mouth.
What did you just say to me?
Oh, you heard me. Would you just do the intro so we can get started? Because the faster you do the intro.
We already are started. I'm already recording.
The faster I get out of here.
Wow. Why? You got to get your yawning out of the way so you can go yawn someplace else? Good. I'm glad for that. Ooh. Thank you for joining the Gen X Talks podcast on Gen X Talks Radio. Where are we? Oh, the KGXT Studios, 200 feet below occupied California. You know, on the website, because we're building that website for the radio station, KGXTradio.com, I put in their location that we're 200 feet below the Cienega campground. And I doubt that anybody knows where that is.
Probably not.
Because it's abandoned now. They don't keep it up anymore. Yep. You have to walk to it. You used to be able to drive right into the campground and park your truck and pitch your tent, and you can't anymore. So I wonder if anybody's even going to know that we're 200 feet below the Cienega campground.
Okay, can you corral yourself right now and go back?
What?
Fix your ADD, ADHD, whatever the heck that is. Take your Ritalin, get back on the thing and do your intro and do your sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
We are sponsored this week by Marcy Zavala, but I don't know what to call her. I can't say Marcy Zavala.
Guru,
yeah. Yeah, she's better than Asian and Indian and domestic gurus all wrapped into one. Yeah. But, okay, listen.
Well, maybe she will go with witch doctor. I don't know.
She is a witch doctor. Absolutely. She sits across the room and pokes a voodoo doll with a stick and goes, how do you feel now?
Oh, that's what happened to my foot.
Yeah, you got your foot all messed up.
She knew I was cheating on her with Christmas, and she just pulled her voodoo doll out and
stabbed
went.
Stabbed you right in the foot. Said, you're not walking anymore. If you want that stuff, it's got to come to you. All right, let's get rid of the jar thing there. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
Okay, the jar thing's gone.
Okay, all right. So are you going to do a sponsorship because you stopped halfway again with your ADHD?
Listen to the sponsorship. I know it's a little grainy. I tried to go for a recording of it, kind of a little bit like the old style radio, grainy, but I think it just came across just sticky. it's not right. Okay, listen to it here. Ready? Go. Today's show is sponsored by Marcy Zavala and her one-on-one pain relief system. There's no pills to sell you, no program to put you on where you check boxes as your day goes by. No, this is as close to having a real-time, hour-by-hour partner changing your life as it gets. No staff, she does it all herself. Now, her husband is one of the most sought-after internal medicine doctors on the West Coast. And together, they take the big picture of your life and slowly take the pain away. You know how many patients she has? One. You. You guys all know my wife, Gen X Mom, who beat cancer and was left in pain for 10 years. Well, Marcy fixed it. We tried everything, but Marcy was able to give her a full night's sleep, and for the first time in 6 years, she walks the neighborhood each morning with her friends. Now, I want you to visit MarcyZavala.com and check it out. You are literally one click away from feeling better. How was that? That was okay.
It's all right.
You're going to make me redo it, aren't you?
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
That's not my thing. You should ask, Marcy.
Well, she'll be here this weekend. I'll ask her and say, do you want me to redo it?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, what would be good is to have her do a tagline at the end. Hi, I'm Marcy. Join my deal. If you want to feel better, marcyzavala.com. Right at the end of it. Have her. That'd be good. Okay. So we're leaving that for now. But this weekend, I'm going to get her to do that.
All right. Well, okay. There you go. Whew, that was a long intro.
I'm just working through my issues. You know, my therapist says it's good to talk things out. But apparently my therapist didn't say don't talk them out with your wife because she's obnoxious. That's the one thing my therapist
Nobody
forgot to mention.
Nobody thinks I'm obnoxious. Only you.
You have no idea how many people can barely tolerate you.
I find that hard to
believe. The thousands of emails that I get going, dude, you could do the show without her. You know that, right? And I have to reply going, yeah, but we're married. It's kind of a gig.
Really?
Oh, you have no idea the discontent that you generate amongst our fans. True story. Yeah.
I call bullshit.
Well, you can ring the bell all you want, but there's only one person that's going to believe you, and that's probably Josh Maddox, who calls you Mama X, and Mrs. Four Watton, who's constantly blindly defending you.
And Two Bear, who loves me.
Okay, I was leaving him out. Why you got to bring him into this?
Because that's what I'm trying to say, is people love me.
Two Bear's kind of a weird duck when it comes to that affection for you, because I'd like to say he follows you around like a puppy dog, but he doesn't. He follows you around like a bulldog with a knife and a gun in his hand, making sure nobody ever messes
Don't
with you.
Don't touch her.
Don't touch her. Until Lotor comes along and he's like, hey, and he's like, that means you too. Stay back. All right. Listen, before we begin with this long thing, you were in a conundrum a little bit ago. You had something you asked. I have one. This is serious, and I won't take up a lot of time explaining the whole thing, but I really have a question.
For me?
For you, yeah. And you can just tell me at the end. You don't have to have a bunch of questions upon my questions. You can just say yes or no.
Okay.
But when my grandparents grew up together and my grandfathers knew each other when they were younger, there was this weird yawn number one. We're going for the over under of 6 yawns during the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That's one.
And I have a hole in my mouth.
You just spilled all over. As much as I like watching you wipe your... Hey, all right.
Oh, stop.
You're on video. Everyone's watching this.
I know, and it's now in my hair.
Oh, you got some in your hair. It's not the first time for
Shut
you.
Shut up.
So...
It's even, I can't
what
even
are you
say
doing?
That. I can't even say
You're
that.
Wiping your chin and everything.
I know. I wasn't going to say that.
All right. So years ago, this is like in the 50s, my grandparents, my grandfathers knew each other, and they always told a story about this one weird guy they knew named Don Smith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is in Southern California in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
So Don Smith was just kind of their own, that was their age, their group. They all kind of ran together. He was the guy that you always kind of bumped into, and he was really weird. I won't tell you some of the weird shit he did. Well, one of them was they would leave grade school, like they were in sixth and seventh grade, and they would walk down this wash in Latuna Canyon to get down to Sun Valley to get home. It was a quicker way to get where they were going than taking the streets because the wash kind of cut through. And my grandfathers at different times would edge walking down there, and there's Don Smith pulling on his penis in the corner over by the bushes, just doing weird shit, okay? That's the weird guy this guy was.
Okay.
So I guess he grew up to be a young adult and then a weird older adult. Anyway, so one day, my biological dad, Wild Bill, he tells me the story about Don Smith killing these two girls in the desert or something.
What?
And I went, what? So I went back and I asked my grandparents, because they grew up with them. Both of my grandfathers sat me down and said, okay, he went to jail for 8 years for it, but then they got him off on something. He got out of jail because they couldn't prove the bodies. And the story was, the theory was that he took him out, because he used to make in the 60s, he would make home pornographic movies with girls on 8mm film, so they say. And he was weird. Something got out of hand out in the desert. He killed these two girls or this one girl or something. They never found the body. He went to jail. So I was asking my grandfathers this. They told me. I went back to Wild Bill and I said, okay, here's the story that I heard. And he goes, yeah. Now, I knew Don Smith. Don Smith was way older than me, but he poked around with my grandfathers. He poked around when my dad was growing up. He hung out with
me. And how did they know him? From school?
They just grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh,
my
okay, grandfather, okay, okay.
My grandfathers just grew up in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
So he's older than my dad, but starts hanging around my dad once in a while. And my grandfather said, hey, don't hang around this guy. He's weird. Now I'm the grandson. I'm another generation past. This guy finds me hanging out. He lived on a river in Tujunga, Sunland Tujunga area. Okay. Way back in there.
In the canyon?
In the canyon. Okay. And so I'd been to his house with a couple of my friends. He's a really weird guy. His house was filthy. It was It was stacked to the ceiling with magazines.
Why would you go visit this guy?
Well, I wasn't going to visit him. He had something I wanted to buy because he had this junkyard out in front of his house.
Okay.
So it didn't bother me at that time. I knew two yawns. We got two yawns. It didn't bother me at the time because I hung out at a lot of places like that from like 16 to 22. Those kind of things. I was in and out of those type of houses all the time.
And we weren't together, people.
No, we weren't. And so Don Smith asked one day, shortly after this story, Don asked me to drive him someplace. He came by. I was at my grandparents' house, and my grandfather knew. My grandfather's just like, stay the fuck off my property. You just stand.
Really?
He goes, well, I'm here looking for the grand, you know, me. And he goes, I'll get him for you. You stay on the sidewalk. So they made him stay out because my grandfathers didn't like him. Okay. So I go out there and go, what do you want? He goes, hey, can you give me a ride in your truck up to? I said, yeah, I can run you up there. So we take off up Latuna Canyon, and we get about not even a third of the way up. He goes, okay, before we go there, turn here on this dirt road. And there was a dirt road. Now it's paved and got houses, but it went to a nudist colony commune. And I'd been back there. They had a big swimming pool. Of course, it was dried up, but there was buildings back there, houses and stuff.
I wouldn't go anywhere with that guy.
I wasn't afraid of him. I wasn't afraid of this dude at all.
Not even
a little bit. So we pull on this road, and we didn't go back to the commune. I'd been back there 100 times. We stopped.
Of course you have.
Well, I wanted to see what it was like.
Uh-huh.
So there was no, it's all abandoned by now. This is in the 80s and it's all abandoned. But he stops me on the road going back there, and it's just a long dirt road. We're not even far off of Latuna Canyon, maybe 500 yards. There's three yawns, three out of six.
I'm sorry.
And he stops me and he goes, can you see that hill straight in front of us? And I said, yeah. And not a very tall hill, not a mountain, just a rolling hill. He goes, you see those two trees? There's two trees right at the top. I said, yeah, no big deal. I mean, these are hills I've hiked on. I've been up by these trees. And the whole, it's all empty except for this one mound and these two trees. He goes, you heard the story about the when I went to jail. And I said, yeah, something about you raped and killed some girls and like that. He goes, yeah, but they had to let me out because they didn't find the body and I had a retrial and they acquitted me. I said, okay. And he goes, the body's buried right there at that tree.
Why would he tell you
that? I have no idea why he told me that. I know exactly where it was. Years later, about 10 years ago, you remember fires, 12 years ago, fires came through Latuna Canyon, burned down the tree. But I know exactly. It wasn't far. I could have walked there in half an hour up this hill from where we were parked.
Yeah.
Still very easy to see. So right after he tells me this, maybe 2 months later, I went to my mom because my mom, of course, she was married to my dad at the time, and she's in the mix of all this. She knows all these characters. Ooh, there's four.
We're gonna hit that way. I'm already four in.
You're gonna hit six, yeah. And I said, I told my mom the story. She goes, I know exactly the story. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know all the details from him going to jail and him getting out of jail. And I said, should I say something now? Should I just go to the police station and go, hey, I think the chicks you're looking for? I mean, it's nothing on me. She told me not to get involved at all. And I said, why do you, isn't there some family that needs closure? Isn't there somebody that needs to know? She goes, don't get in the middle of it. And I said, why not? She goes, well, you don't know Don and his people. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not afraid of his people. You bunch of fucking old guys in their 70s. Fuck them. Which they weren't. They were probably in their 60s. But she just said, no, you're better off. She was afraid that something would happen to me. There's five yawns. So I left it alone. Now it's been since, what was it? That's 84, 40 years or something now. Should I say something now? Should I just go down there? Could I get a cop and walk over and go, it's right there and walk away? I mean, Don Smith's dead. Everybody's dead. There's nobody coming after me anymore if I say something, even while Bill's gone. Is it the right thing to do to say something? Should I go point that out or should I just go?
I feel it's what you said about the families. I mean, if the families are still around and they're...
Well, I'm sure there's got to be some descendant or somebody says, well, my great aunt was never heard from again or...
Well, you hear those stories all the time, like 25 years later, they solved it or whatever. I guess, I mean, it's up to your conscience and how you feel, but I think I would want to know.
Well, I don't even know if it's true. Let's face facts. I don't even know if it's...
He went to jail for something.
I don't know if... I believe the story is true. What I'm saying is I don't know
If
the body's really buried there. I don't know that
for
sure.
All you can do is give them the information and say, hey, this guy told me there that, and let them figure it out.
The reason
there.
The reason I would think it's true is because both of my grandfathers pulled me aside, gave me the entire details of all of the shit that was going on at that time. You can imagine in the 50s and early 60s when all that stuff, that's a big story. Today it would be a big story. There's six yawns.
I already hit it. I didn't sleep good last night.
But a story of that, it was a national story for months.
Yeah.
Back in that time, that's something unheard of.
Right.
So they looked at, when I told them what he said, they came to me and they got really close to my face and said, it is true. I guarantee they thought it was true. They thought it was a true story.
I wonder how they felt of you hanging around him.
Well, it was kind of weird. My one grandfather sat me down and he goes, listen, when Don Smith and I were kids and growing up as teenagers, I knew how to keep him at arm's length. You know, he was kind of a fuck up nerdy. His wiring was crossed, I think is the words he told me. Then my other grandfather said the same thing. He goes, yeah, the dude's not correct in the head. He never was. Mm-hmm. Well, then he started hanging out with the next generation, my dad. Now, and my grandfather said, now, why would an old man start hanging out with a young kid? Why would a guy in his 30s and 40s be hanging out with a teenager? Now he's coming to hang out with me. I'm the next generation. Now I'm 17 or 18.
I don't know.
And he's in his 60s now. And now here he comes.
I don't know. But isn't it interesting how you just brought a memory of where across the street from my mom and dad, where I grew up, there was this kid. The dad was raising this kid that was my brother and sister's age. His name was Billy. And my mom and dad said, yeah, he's a little off. You know, stay away from him. Don't know much about him.
Right.
You know, and he was weird. Like he would watch us play out front and stuff. But my mom and dad were like, yeah, stay away. I don't know if the Sun Valley Fox, my brother, would know stories about him or anything. But he was just a little off. And you had that weird feeling on the back of your neck, like, stay away from him. But nothing ever happened. Like nothing.
You're just pointing out that you knew a weirdo too?
Yeah. Okay. It seems like our generation, how all of us have a weirdo somewhere, like where our parents warned us to stay away from.
Well, that was, and so it was double weird because of the age difference.
Yeah.
First he was hanging out with my grandparents, weirding out their world. Then he grabbed Wild Bill, weirded out his world. Now he finds me and is doing the same thing to me.
Well, same thing. I'm telling you, it was my brother's age. And then all of us kids growing up, my age, my friends, were warned about this guy too.
So the bottom line is what? Do I say something or do I not say something? Because I don't have to. Otherwise, I could drive down to Sun Valley and grab a cop and go, look, I don't know if this matters any. And I could walk him up there and point and go, it's right there. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. There's no harm, no foul if you just go up there and tell him. And then your conscience is clear after you have said something, you know?
And like, I don't even know if it's true or not. I don't know if he's really.
Yeah, once you say that, they'll probably won't do anything if you said that. Maybe not.
I bet they would go send somebody up there with like some sort of detector in the ground. I mean, it's not like they got to search very far.
That's a weird story.
Yeah. Anyway, so that.
Last night, why in the heck did you jump up last night? I mean, you were fidgeting in the bathroom and then you were like, then you got in the shower.
Because I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that.
Well,
I don't know how this happened exactly. Okay, I know exactly how it happened. That's a lie.
Oh, here we go.
Look, it's just, you know what? You don't want to hear something dumb. Don't ask me. This was late at night. I thought you were asleep. And I go in the bathroom.
I'm a mom. I am a mom of eight kids. I hear everything that goes on in this house.
Well, I tried to go in the bathroom and fix something and it didn't work. And I jumped in the shower and tried to fix it. And that kind of worked. And I was just fidgeting for an hour and a half. But I got hot sauce in my ear. I could hear the hot sauce melting my eardrum.
I don't know why I want to ask this, but
how
did this happen?
I was eating some wings and I thought like I felt a bug crawl in my ear and I quickly stuck my finger in there to squash the bug and then realized I had hot sauce on my finger and my sauce got in the ear. Turns out, no bug. There was no bug. But there's hot sauce, and I could hear it sizzling on my eardrum. I've never heard hot sauce do that before. So I ran in the bathroom, and I tried to wash it out. I tried to Q-tip it out. I even tried that stupid ball thing. You got that ball thing that sucks?
No, you've got that. I didn't buy that. You did.
Kate, what
is, I'm just
it sounds better if you have medical equipment ready for children, babies, noses and things. It sounds better if you're prepared.
Oh, no, I wanted people to know you did that.
I bought it years ago because it's something you should have. It's a suction ball thing, and it's just a medical device everyone should have in their house. Yes, I know you didn't have the foresight to get one, but I do. If there's ever a baby with an eye thing or a nose thing, we've got the equipment to do it.
Okay, well, congratulations.
So I ran in the bathroom to use the ball sucker that I bought.
The ball sucker. Watch what you say there.
Okay, it's
so
not.
So you're a ball sucker now.
No.
You like to use the ball sucker.
I have a ball sucker. It's a.
So you have a person that's a ball sucker.
No, it is.
You yes, said I have
I'm
a
married
ball.
To one.
Nope.
What I'm telling you is you stick it in your ear, collapse, and you let go of the ball, and it expands and pulls. What is so funny?
Anyways, did you fix your problem?
No, I had to jump in the shower and put hot water in my ear to see if it would go away.
Oh, so you didn't take a shower just to get clean.
No.
You went in the shower to fix a problem.
To fix my ear, the hot sauce okay. in my ear.
All right. The other thing is that, you know, it's taking you a really long time in the morning to get ready because, you know, your hair's getting long.
You got to stop that.
I think it's time to use some hair products. I mean, you're taking care of your hair like a girl now. I have lots of product for you.
I am not taking care of my hair. My hair is long right now, longer than it's ever been.
Yeah, you're getting close to your dad.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is I'm not putting product in my hair.
I've got hair product. We're going to start braiding it, and we're going to start blow drying it out.
You did that, and someone made a comment. You didn't even know that. You know, remember 2 weeks ago when you got behind me here in my chair, and I was working, and you were just talking to me?
But yeah, I said, I wonder if I could braid it.
No, that's not what you said. You started talking to me, and you were fiddling with my hair. Then all of a sudden, I realized you were braiding it, and I yelled at you. You didn't walk up and go, I wonder if you can braid your hair.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, well, you didn't say it. And by the time I caught on and I shook my head and said, stop braiding my hair, the studio cam was on, and people were watching you braid my hair. Now, I don't think someone got a screenshot of it, but they sent me a note like a week later, said, hey, is she going to braid your hair again? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we were all watching on the studio cam, and she started braiding your hair. And I'm like, well, if you noticed, as soon as I realized what was going on, I put a stop to that shit.
Well, when you're ready, I have hair products for you. It'll make it all beautiful and silky and smooth. It's getting there.
I don't need hair products.
We're going to have the same length hair soon.
Okay, now I'm leaving. I'm going to get my hair cut. I'm done. I'm not doing that. If you're going to start comparing you to me, I'm not doing it.
Oh, man. Okay, whatever.
Hey, I don't know if it fixed our microphones or not, but we changed microphones, we changed cords, and we're on a different channel just in case one of the problems we've been fighting all this time for audio quality was something dumb like a bad microphone or a bad cable.
Well, congratulations.
Well, we don't have to fix anything yet. Don't congratulate just yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't know if we've solved anything. You should say, good job for thinking there, buddy. Let's see how that works out.
So you are now 56 laps around the sun?
You said laps. Yes, 56 laps around. That has to be your birthday card. You got to change it to say laps. That's
I just
perfect.
Thought of it. I was like, that's pretty cool. You've done 56 laps around the sun.
I think I'm ahead of Pluto. I don't think Pluto's been around the sun 56 laps, and I have. That's right.
Well, there's an accomplishment.
My husband, better than Pluto.
Do you want a participation trophy?
No. I want a first place trophy. I beat it. I won. It was a race.
It was a quiet birthday for you, but it was kind of nice because it wasn't like all the craziness of Christmas. It was kind of
part of it I liked and part of it I didn't like. I liked a little bit of the quiet, but all of a sudden I missed having 8 children in their jammies and their jerseys. There's seven yawns.
Oh, man.
And have it go, or is that 8? Might be 8. And I missed them all sitting in a big circle and getting their presents and presents taking 3 hours to open. I do kind of miss that, although I think we relished those years. We didn't take them for granted. We knew every year that this was a special day, a special thing, and one day the kids wouldn't be here. We knew.
It's coming. It's going to come back when the grandkids come around. I mean, when all our kids have kids, it's going to come back to chaos.
I think that you setting it up on the 16th this year where everybody could attend was great because then everybody came back and we could do that. It didn't have to be on the 25th.
Yeah, and it was less stress because people weren't in a hurry to leave, you know, like go home. Everybody hung out for the longest time. Yep. So, I mean, that turned out to be fine. But I think when you look at your birthday, you had a, I don't want to say normal, but like a regular birthday this year.
No,
it wasn't like swallowed up with Christmas.
You know, my favorite part, my favorite food that whole day was?
What's that?
My lunch.
When your rarebit?
Rarebit. And I don't know how to explain that. People have asked me, so what'd you have for lunch? You know, general, what'd you get? I said, I had some eggs and you fixed bacon and sausage and eggs for breakfast. But lunch was rarebit and you only get it once a year.
They can look it up. That's all they have to do is put in rarebit.
I
don't
even know how to spell it. So how would I tell them to look it up?
It's really simple. Just the way it sounds. Rare.
But.
Bit.
Oh, bit. I would have said B-U-T, rare butt.
No, rare bit. You can Google it. It's there. There's different versions.
The version I liked, you finally got it right after 30-some years.
And it's your grandma's recipe.
You made it like my grandma. Well, she's given you the recipe a lot of years ago. You still fucked it up. But this year, you
nailed it. It took me a while to figure out how to do it because she doesn't have technically a recipe.
No, she has ingredients.
It's one of these like, it's a little of this, it's a little of that. And I'm like, what? How do I do that? Like, how do I get the consistency?
Well, you got it. It was really delicious.
Well, I hope you tell your grandma.
I will.
So,
yeah, and then you got the kid and his girlfriend Addie, Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Yes.
And they absolutely went apeshit.
I know. It just shocks the hell out of me that they love that music. And I'm so excited that it's back because when they told me they wanted it on their wish list, I'm like, what?
And you got it on vinyl.
Yes, they're totally into vinyl,
these kids. Yeah. That was good.
And they know the words of the song, which totally blows my mind.
Yeah, what did the kid say the other day? He goes, if I ever invent a time machine, I'm going back in time and telling Michael Jackson not to ever talk to a woman named Billie Jean. It's going to mess up his life, man.
Oh, gosh.
So, but I also got the kid for his main Christmas Santa present was an album from Kanye West, and it was some rare album with super rare. It was
graduation
expensive.
Album, I believe.
He comes running up. He goes, "This album, not many people have this album, and even fewer have the color album you got me."
Yeah, it's the presidential album.
Yeah, he goes, "There's four tracks on here that were only on vinyl. You can't get them, you know, anywhere else on
score.
CDs."
You scored.
Oh, he was ecstatic.
Hugh scored.
He absolutely was ecstatic. So that's plus, you know, we played that game that weekend that you saw from like Sean Hannity 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's called Wits and Wagers, and it ended up to be so much fun.
We could have went stupid until we got through the first round when we all understood how to play. Uh-huh. Now I'm hooked. I'm hooked.
I don't know if anybody else does that, but when we sit down to play a brand new game that nobody does, we always go through it one time with no. Like, just to walk through it.
Yeah, one time, one round.
One round, we walk through it to get the idea of what's going on, and then we take off from there. So then we weren't stopping.
No, we kept wanting to do more and change directions. It was really good. It was,
I highly recommend that game.
So this weekend, Dr. McDreamy, Marcy Zavala.
Oh, yeah, good.
They're coming out.
Professional over there.
And shut up. No one even heard that. No one even knows until you said something. Dr. McDreamy, Marcy Zavala, Iceman from Bodfish is going to be here.
Right.
And we're going to play it again.
The kid, his girlfriend.
Well, one night, but he's got a New Year's Eve party to go to.
Ah, those plans have changed.
Again? Really?
Her mom is moving it to the 30th instead of the 31st, so they will be here for New Year's Eve.
Oh, well, that'll be cool.
So we'll have to play that game again, and we're just going to hang out. I don't know if we'll make midnight.
No, we're getting old. We're getting 9 o'clock. I'm done. I do midnight now. I celebrate New Year's East Coast time. Yeah. As much as I love Addie being here, I almost had to make her and the kid break up.
Why?
You and I were in studio recording something, and it was kind of an evening thing. They were in the house cooking.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
They wanted to cook. They wanted to prepare some sort of a meal. So they're in there doing their thing. They get done. Everybody's done eating. The kitchen's kind of cleaned up.
I was in the I was in my office.
I walk back in to the house, and my entire house is filled with the smell of natural gas.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it was bad.
And they're in the living room watching TV, and I'm going, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm like, nobody light a match. This house will blow up. And I said, how do you fucking kids not smell this? We go over to the stove. We turn it off. We open up all the windows. We turn on the air conditioner, just the fans, to circulate in and out.
Yeah.
And it still took 2 hours to get the gas out.
It was bad.
I sat him down. I don't yell at Addy ever. And I yell at the kid all the time. I sat him down. I said, you guys almost cost me everything. Why? Because you're stupid. You're like 8-year-olds. Don't be in my kitchen if you're going to be an 8-year-old and leave the gas. Who leaves the gas on and can't smell it? That's why they put that smell in propane and in natural gas. So you can smell it.
Yeah, she kind of broke her heart. You yelled at her.
Sorry about that. You know, I have my limits, and that was one of them. Freaking Gen Z's leave the gas on and then don't eat. How do you not know you didn't turn the gas off and then you can't smell it? You can't get up and walk around and go, gee, golly, that's odd. That's a different smell. I better go find out what's going on. I'm getting mad again. I'm getting mad all over again. So, yeah, I stomped on both of them and like, don't fucking do that again.
Okay, well, calm down.
I'm trying to.
Woosah.
Woosah.
Take a moment. It's okay. The house is still standing.
Yeah, no thanks to my idiot children.
Oh, my gosh. How's your weight loss and the new world thing going?
Well, that's an odd way to ask that. My weight loss is coming along because, as you might have noticed, it's tied to the radio station.
Well, yeah. I mean, you haven't talked about the radio station at all on the podcast.
No, but the radio station and my weight loss are tied together. Thank you for asking about the radio station.
You're welcome. How is the radio station going?
It's coming along much faster these days. The kids sat down and went to the site. We have to have when we go online and do a live stream, we have to log into YouTube. Or Facebook or something. You need a platform. There's eight yawns. We're way over the limit today. But the radio station, you can't just broadcast from your computer. You have to have, there's a platform that will push the radio station out. Yeah, launch it everywhere. So we got locked in with this company that does this one. We did a lot of homework, picked the best one we could. And so the kids sat down and really started going through the motions. Now that I've got the contract stuff out of the way and he's developing the app. You have to kind of have to build your own app for what you want on it. They have the framework, but you have to do it. You have to sign up with, they said you can't move forward without a privacy policy. And you have to have a link to a privacy policy, but you have to write your own privacy policy. Well, how do you link to a policy that you haven't written yet? And where do you put it? So luckily for us, we have a website, but we built another website for kgxtradio.com. It's just starting right now. We don't really have much on it. But I was able to quickly put up the beginnings of a website. At the bottom, put up a privacy policy page, which had a link. Then I gave the link back to him. He put the link back on the radio station platform. Oh. And we've been doing that back and forth. He goes, they won't let me go further with the radio station platform unless I do this. Then I take care of whatever it is, kick it back to him, and then he continues on. So he did make a lot of progress yesterday, about 4 or 5 hours.
Good.
We're moving along. The big thing is starting to download music. We need 60,000 songs. You got to download them one at a time. You got to make sure the songs are complete. You got to make sure they're by the right artist because there's a lot of them out there that are covers.
Yep, exactly.
It's that part. So we got like 10 songs.
He's good at that though because he's got a big, huge Spotify account. He knows how to do all that stuff and you know.
Well, then why is he sitting there on YouTube doing the audio one at a time?
I don't know.
So we were doing it. We're going along with that. But we got 10 songs up on the radio station just to have some background noise where we can start because there's a calendar. You got to do the calendar. And it's coming along. But
so how is your weight loss?
Well, the weight loss was tied
to
it's good question. The weight loss is hooked to the radio station because it is expensive to do this. So a lot of people have jumped on like a jogathon. You remember jogathons when we were kids?
Yes.
You had to get donations per lap.
Per lap.
Okay, well,
a flat rate.
Or a flat rate. These are per pound or a flat rate. People have joined on to my weight loss.
You mean Operation See My Dick?
What the fuck, man?
Oh, that's what we're going to call it.
Operation. Are you fucking kidding me? Did you just say that out loud?
I did. Wasn't my name. I didn't call it that. It's not a name.
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase. I didn't bring up the phrase.
You just did. I didn't.
Your kid is the one that originated it.
When?
I don't know, a few days ago.
Well, it wouldn't have dared been said in front of me. He knows better.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's an awesome name. Operation See My Dick.
I have never been closer to divorcing you than I am right now.
Oh, come on. It's cute. It's funny.
My dick is not cute and it's not funny. Don't say that.
I think the phrase is funny.
I think that I think that after this is over, this is going to be our last podcast ever.
Maybe.
Operation See My Dick. What a stupid thing to say. You could have said Operation Slim My Belly. That would have been okay.
Oh, no. I didn't make it up.
Why would you say it, though? Why would you bring it up here?
Because it's hilarious.
It's a catchy phrase. It's not feeling real funny. I'm laughing hysterically over it.
I'm going to laugh and cry. It's just hilarious.
Okay, well, whatever.
Can you tie a string to it, too?
I can find my Johnson without a string.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Do you want to pull on it?
Okay, what is with you? What are you doing right now? You're fucking going off the reservation.
Oh, God, that is so funny.
It is not funny.
See my dick.
Yes, I'm losing weight. People have sponsored me to lose weight. I weigh in on the 30th. Can we move on, please?
Oh, God.
Would you ever refer to it that way again? Come up with something clever.
Get on the kid for that because it was pretty funny.
He didn't say in front of me or I'd have knocked out his front teeth.
Oh.
Cleverly,
cleverly,
he says it to you, and then you bring it up later. He knew if he planted that seed, you couldn't resist at some point.
Oh, I could not. When he said it the first time, I was doubling over with laughter because it's perfect.
It is not perfect.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
It's really good.
I don't like you. I don't.
That's okay.
You know, speaking of weight loss, I was doing laps around the pool, not in the pool. I'm walking around the pool. And I'll show you this kind of stupid for progress. I know this is going to be really dumb. But
every little small moment is good.
Okay. Well, here's three.
All right. What are they?
One is that sometimes I just, when I brush my teeth, I lean over the sink and just put my mouth to the water.
Like you do.
And it was really hard or almost impossible 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get a cup or use my hands or whatever, because if there wasn't a cup handy.
Because your belly was in the way. Because
my belly was in the way. And the other day, I just leaned over and did it. No problem.
Awesome.
It squished my belly, but I did it without
even. That's okay.
It's like, wait a second. That's new. The other thing, too, is when I pick up dirty clothes off the floor, I got to kind of, all right, here we go. Exhale, whoom, drop down and grab one.
Okay.
Exhale, drop down and get two. All right, here we go. Exhale, drop down and
crunches.
Yeah, and so you go down and get the stuff off the floor. But the other day I just saw a bunch of dirty clothes. I'm like, yeah, fuck. So I leaned over, picked them all up, and one deal threw them in the dirty clothes hamper and went, holy shit.
Oh, that's
that was
awesome.
Not nearly as bad as it was. The other one was that walking around the pool, because, you know, Dr. McDreamy's torturous kind of guy.
Oh, is he?
And I said, walk around the pool, do a lap. My hips were hurting so bad after one lap. I was like, where's my chair?
No. Your hips were screaming, going, what are we doing?
Yeah, they didn't have any ideas. Like, my hips are yelling at me, could you get where you're going? Let's just get there already.
We're not supposed to be doing this.
No, my hips are screaming at me, this is why we have a wheelchair, asshole. So what? You're laughing again.
Waking you up, waking your hips up.
So I would do one lap around the pool and I was dying to get back in my chair. And it was two or three days ago, I did four laps in a row and it was stiff. It was like, it's kind of hurting. But I went back and sat down, but I wasn't screaming going,
oh my God. That's good.
And so the deal with the kid was, when I started telling you that story, was that I said, hey, do you want to be my trainer when I go walk? And he was kind of disinterested. And I'm like, dude, listen to me. And he's working on his computer. I said, no, would you? Now, what I thought he was going to do was like walk with me and go, okay, how do you feel? You know, do you want to, let's go one more. Come on, give me one more lap. Come on, give me one more or something. I thought he would just start keeping track of how much I looked like I was hurting and encourage me to add a little
push
more.
Push you a little more.
Yeah. And like train. So I finally go, dude, are you listening? He takes off his headphones. He goes, what? And I go, do you want to walk with me and kind of be my trainer? And he goes, what am I supposed to do? Walk beside you humming Eye of the Tiger? That's what he said. I go, no, you're supposed to kind of go with me and encourage me. He goes, oh, so you want me to coach you? I go, I don't want you to coach me. You know, it's just like, he's, I don't know what you're expecting from me here. So he ends up begrudgingly walks around the pool with me. He just starts talking about shit. He's like, so that I saw this video with LeBron. And I'm like, do you think I'm concentrating on walking and not falling over? You can't pick my fat ass up off the ground if I fall. I need to concentrate. I don't want to talk about your videos. He goes, so what am I supposed to do? Just walk here in silence with you? I said, never mind. Go back in the fucking studio, you dumbass.
He could have done the Eye of the Tiger song for you the whole lap.
Like I told him not to hum it. I don't want him humming Eye of the Tiger in my ear.
I think that's impressive that he even knew how to plug that in. I would have challenged him to see if he knew what it was.
That was not the point of the discussion. So anyway, I fired him. He's not my trainer anymore.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right. I think your sleep schedule has gotten better too, because you go to sleep and you're out these days.
For years now, for 3 or 4 years, this is a true story. Every 30 to 45 minutes, I would wake up and have to turn over.
Yes, I know
that. Left side, right side, on my stomach, on my back. Couldn't 30 minutes
it's
is
like
all
I'm
I
sleeping
could do.
In a waterbed.
Yeah. Every 30 minutes, that's what it just all night long. I resigned myself to the fact that's the way it's going to be. And it hurt, you know, it's like pain. I'm like, okay, but I got some sleep. So I still do that. But now, maybe once a week or twice a week, I'm actually getting almost a full night's sleep.
Good.
Now, those never happened before. And now I'm starting to see them once a week or twice a week. I'm actually, right now, I'm up, baby. I am
that's
awake.
Good.
I am focused. I am doing stuff. I haven't had my yuck water yet, which Dr. McDreamy insists on one.
Is that what we're calling it?
It's yuck water. It is gross.
It's going to get better.
It doesn't get any better. It's that stuff you told me last week, when you put something in your mouth you don't like the taste, put it to the back of your tongue and it won't taste so bad.
Uh-huh.
Even though you wouldn't tell me where you gained that knowledge, you were right. I take the straw and it doesn't taste as bad if I just get it through my mouth as quick as possible. It's yuck water.
You can do it, honey.
It's yuck water.
You can do it.
Don't start down this road. It is yuck water, but I've been drinking 32 ounces of it a day, then going back to my regular water. I had a good night's sleep last night. I'm up, baby. I'm ready to go
today.
That's
good. I'm glad. I'm glad things are getting better for you. And it's happening pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's only been a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah.
The same thing happened with me. I started seeing changes quickly, so it's working.
And see, this is the whole thing with Marcy Zavala and Dr. McDreamy. This is him taking over my medical and going, okay, we did a deep, deep, deep dive into your blood work, not the superficial bullshit. We did it before 8:30 in the morning. He got a ton of answers.
Right.
He changed my meds.
Right.
That was it. Simple. She comes along, Marcy comes along and says, okay, I want you just to walk a little bit and we'll improve as we go. And she just gives you a handful of things to change about how you're eating.
Yeah.
Just don't do these at all, and let's do some of this. Like, you know, no soda.
And it's
no
not
milk.
Forever.
No.
I mean, it's just for you to like, just it's a crash course to get you back on track it's like to restart your whole body. Like,
yeah,
just,
and she comes in and says things like no soda, no milk. Okay, that's pretty easy. I don't care anyway.
No bread.
And then she goes, just try to eat some of this stuff over here. He's very casual about it.
Uh-huh.
So I made those changes. Dr. McDreamy made the medication changes, and I started doing a little bit of walking. I mean, it's not, other than the yuck water, I'm not really missing much in my life, but I feel the pain is going away. The energy is coming up.
Sorry.
And I'm getting better night's sleep periodically. It's coming.
Yeah.
And it's only been a couple weeks.
I know, but it's getting better. Everybody's going to ask you what the yuck water is.
I don't know what it is. It's gross. I don't know. You bring it out and it's some chemical concoction you mix.
No, it's not a chemical.
It's fucking terrible.
Don't go there.
It's gross.
Oh, stop. It's better than Gatorade. It doesn't have any sugar. It's so good for you. I didn't like it at first either. But
I'm Generation X. You know how I gauge how something's good for you is about how awful it is. If you drink something horrible, you know it must be really good for you. I'll tell you what. It's another thing. If you like gargle with Listerine and it burns your mouth, it's working.
Ugh.
That's how Generation X focuses on stuff. is by the amount of pain and suffering you're going through is the reward of how good it must be. So
pain builds character.
Pain builds character.
That's what my parents
used to say. So Dr. McDreamy's yuck water has got to be worth $1 million a glass because it sucks that bad.
Oh my goodness.
It is. It's horrible.
So it was nice this week. We took off the day after Christmas and drove to the coast. We just had to get out of town. But we had to do something.
Well, we had to go meet somebody real quick, but then it was nice to be in Ventura.
It was.
Yeah.
We got out of the house and took a drive, and then we had In-N-Out Burger.
It was kind of funny because I missed our turn to go to the coast.
Yes, you did. We were talking. We were talking.
And I missed. I was coming down the 5 and I wanted to take the 126 right out to Ventura. I didn't look up until we were already at the 405, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I missed it by 5 miles or 6 miles.
Because we're on automatic going to the valley. Yeah, that's just so what it is.
We took the 405 to the 118. It wasn't that bad.
No, it was fine.
118 to Ventura. We came back to 126, but yeah, we were talking so much and kind of just, there's 9. That's 9 youngs.
Ooh, I know. It was fun.
But, it was fun.
Tell them what happened with the drive-thru at the In-N-Out Burger, because that's so funny. With me.
You totally fucked up the drive-thru. I don't even know what, I still don't know what happened.
I can tell, I mean, okay.
Okay,
so,
I'll tell you my part.
Okay, go.
We get in this long line for a drive-thru at In-N-Out, and I really got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So we are so far back in the line.
We did a Chinese fire drill.
We're almost at the street. We're just barely in the parking lot. Good. So I get out, you get out, you come around. I said, like, I'll just go. How far are you actually going to get anyway?
Not very far.
In this line. So I go to the bathroom and I come out and I don't see you. So I thought, all right, she must have turned the corner behind the building. And there was actually two buildings. There's an In-N-Out Burger and their kind of big freezer refrigerator room. But there's a breezeway between. So I walk right through the breezeway, which is the pickup line. And I look to my right and I'm like, wow, she must be just around the corner. So I walk down the row of cars in the drive-thru line. I look around the corner and you're not there. Now, the one thing I noticed...
I left your punk ass at In-N-Out Burger.
The one thing I didn't notice was this wasn't just a simple one side of the building car line to the other. Once the car line gets around back, they shoot you 100 yards down the parking lot and 100 yards back. Then you return into the regular line.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So I thought, okay, she's obviously... And I could see 80 cars. Uh-huh. Now, I don't see you. I didn't see you when I came out of the building. I walked through the breezeway, and then I looked for you. I don't see you there in the line, and I can see all the cars now. I look through the 100 yards down and the 100 yards back of cars. I don't see the truck. Now I'm like, you're not even in fucking line. What happened? So I walk back through the breezeway. I basically walk almost back to where we started, and you're right there. And I'm like, okay. The cars that we were between, I could see them way down the line, but you're no longer between them.
Nope.
You're back at the beginning, and I'm stumbling around like a big fat guy that people are locking the doors to their cars and rolling up their windows because I'm walking like a homeless guy between the drive-thru cars trying to find my wife. What did you do? What happened?
Okay, so I was in line, and... I couldn't tell, but like the two or three cars ahead of us moved to the right. Like they opened up a second lane.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe they opened up a second lane because everybody in front of us moved over. And I thought maybe they were directing us over there.
Right.
Well, I said, okay, well, I'll move over. So I moved over in the other lane and I realized, shit, this is not a lane for the drive-thru.
What was it?
It was just going through the parking lot.
Just to get out?
Yeah, and people, I think people were just as confused as I was because people were stopping going, and the guy that's taking your order is down there, and we were like, everybody stopped, like, shit, this wasn't what we wanted to do. So I had to go all the way through the parking lot, go out to the street, make a left, go back, start all over again.
Which is where I came out of the bathroom.
Which is where you came in. But I knew the whole time, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be so mad that I got out of line. He's going to be so mad. I got to go, come on, people. I'm like, let's go. Because they were just as confused as I was. Once we passed the guy taking the order, it was like, nah, this wasn't a second line.
I remember when I finally saw you, and I raised my hands like, what the fuck are you doing back here? You easily should have been 10, 12 cars deep, and you're just smiling going, well, something happened.
Yeah, it was very confusing. I should have stayed where I was, but I didn't. But it seemed like It was, they were directing everybody that direction. So.
It's moments like this that I'm reminded of the greatest philosopher of the 20th century, Iceman from Bodfish, who looked at me over a crowded bar one night and said the immortal words, "Chicks, man, chicks." That was a phrase deserving of that moment with you. Couldn't just stay in line. Chicks, man. So we get our food and we're leaving. And I didn't tell you this. You have no idea. But I was so mad at our stupid truck.
Oh, okay.
I was pulling up I was trying to find the freeway on ramp.
Right.
And there was a lot of little streets right around this thing. I'm like, it's got to be one of these little streets that becomes an on ramp. You know, right. Kind of the ones that it's a traffic light, but as soon as you turn left and head around the corner, oh, look, it's an on ramp. I knew it was one of those. So I pull up to this light and I'm stopped. I'm first person in line. And I'm looking at the street to my left and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the on-ramp. For some reason, it didn't have a sign right on the front. I thought, that's got to be the on-ramp. It's right there. And it just turns around the bushes. I can't quite see, but I can see the freeway. So yeah. I'm thinking that's it. But I look down at our directions, our Google directions, and it says in 350 feet, turn left. I'm like, oh, I don't want to turn left in 350 feet because ahead of us is a big intersection. Past that is another small intersection. I'm like, no, this looks right. So I'm looking at the on-ramp again, what I think is the on-ramp. I haven't moved. I'm parked at a light. I look back at our truck and it goes, in 200 feet, turn left and get on the on-ramp. I'm like, wait a second. I haven't moved. So I'm looking around. Again, I look back. One, and our computer says, in 100 feet, turn left. I'm like, okay, you fuck. First, you're trying to tell me I'm not even close. Drive through all the intersections and turn left. I'm just sitting here. Sure enough, I wait another few seconds. It goes, turn left here. I'm like, well, see, what if I'd have followed its first instructions and gone 350 feet forward?
We would have been a mess.
No.
We would have been hanging out in Ventura.
For a while, because there's so many cars and so many intersections. And just by luck, we caught that light red. While Google took, you know, 5 minutes.
Redirect you. What was it? Rerouting.
Rerouting you, figuring shit out. And I haven't even moved. And now it's telling me you better turn left at the next available chance. Well, no shit. That's why I'm sitting here, you dumbass.
That's so
funny.
Fucking
Google. So I did it. I finally got where I'm going. But
all the adventures of Gen X Talk.
Speaking of technology, I'm going to say a phrase right now that no one's going to believe. Everyone's going to go, it's not possible. That's not possible for that to happen. And I agree, it is physically impossible.
Okay, go.
But I heard it.
Okay, go.
I'm sitting in the studio the other day listening to Alexa just go through songs. I said, shuffle Scavengers playlist, and it's going through a playlist. And in the middle of a song, I heard the needle scratch all the way to the end of the record, and the next song started.
No, it didn't.
It did. It scratched. It went like you're listening to a song on vinyl, and somebody took your finger and pushed the needle to the end of the record, and then the next song started. Now, that's impossible because Google or Alexa doesn't play records. It's there's not an Alexa girl putting a record and a needle down
you
on each song.
There was.
I wish there was, yeah. But there's not, but I heard it scratch. I haven't heard a real vinyl record scratch in, you know, 30 years. But I heard it. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a joke. If it was a practical joke, somebody at Amazon was, I don't know. But the middle of the song, the needle scratched all the way. There was a brief pause, and then the next song started.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's a ghost situation or what, but that actually, Alexa scratched, just to be clear on that. Alexa did that.
Okay.
Now you know what I know.
All right.
It's a ghost thing, I'm telling you.
I guess. So this weekend we are going to be getting together to do part two of the Cancer podcast.
I haven't listened to part one.
Oh, good.
I'm afraid to, because that was right in the middle of when we were having all of our audio problems. And we did almost 2 hours of crying, chronological, and what if it's the audio so bad on my voice that even Aiden Stone can't fix it?
Oh my God, I don't even want to know. It's going. We're just putting it up. I'm sorry. That was a tough, tough two hours.
It was a very tough podcast to record, yeah.
And we're still not done.
No, and I still have Damon Zavala's The Fight Doctor one I've got recorded, and I've got I got our oldest son with sports one recorded.
Oh, yeah.
I'm behind on putting out all those.
Well, get your act together, man.
What? That's your advice? Just get your shit together? See, that's, you know what? You're actually going to pretend that's your contribution. You're going to yell at me about it. You're going to walk out of the studio.
Have a good day.
Yeah. And then it's all on me. It's like, well, I did my part. I yelled at him.
Oh, gosh. Well, get with it.
You know, there's so much other motivation you could be doing, and you're screwing it up, just so you know.
Okay.
All right. What else?
I'm sorry. I don't know. What were you doing with the kid's car? Is the kid's car fixed? You got to get him a car.
What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't have one. He's borrowing ours. But what was wrong with his battery? There was something wrong with the battery?
He let it sit so long his battery died. So I told him, go get a battery. He didn't. Like 3 weeks go by, I go, okay, as you're running these errands for me and my spare car, go get a battery. Go take your battery in.
Okay.
He comes back, leaves it in the back of the vehicle, the car for like 3 days. I go, take it out and put it in your car. He goes, it still didn't start. I go, your car didn't start? And that wasn't his problem before. His car always started. It just wasn't running correctly. And I said, you get any new battery, then we're going to set the timing and we'll get going. He has no motivation at all about it until he needs his car. Then he's pissed. Well, you're not helping me. I was like, I'm trying to help. You won't even fucking get your... You wouldn't even put a battery in it, dude. I had to make you go do it.
Okay, so now he's got a new battery in his car.
And it still won't start. It won't even crank over. So now what? He's got the cables hooked up wrong, or the battery died, something. Or he hooked the battery cables up wrong, and it blew the main fuse. And now that he's got them right, it won't start. It kills the whole car.
Okay.
All cars like that back in the day had like 150 amp fuse. If you hooked it up wrong, it blew that fuse and protected the rest of the car. But now you got to go buy a $30 fuse to put back in it.
Oh my gosh.
But he just goes, it still won't run. And off he goes. He just doesn't even care. Now he came up with an interesting idea that you don't even know about.
What's that?
He says there's a video game like Halo that a lot of people understand. They recognize it. He goes, he says, how long do you think it would take me to fix your car? He asked me that. And I said, I don't know. I could probably have it running and timing and everything. Within an hour, I could probably have it fixed and running for you. He goes, well, it takes me an hour to go through all the levels on Halo on easy. If you set the difficulty to easy.
Okay, where's this going?
He wants to do a live stream, a split screen, where I race him. He starts playing Halo and I start working on his car. And we see if I can get his car running before he can finish the whole map of Halo.
Oh, I want to see that.
Well, the part of it was in the garage. Now, on his, just have one camera on him in the corner. You see his side of the screen. You'd see the game and his face in the corner of the screen.
Right.
On mine, the only way this would work really well is to put like three cameras in the garage and have you just sit here clicking the buttons between cameras. You can just change the camera angle. So it shows me getting a tool. It shows me going back. It shows me, you just had three cameras. You could just sit there with a cup of coffee.
I think that would be awesome.
And you're not on screen.
I know.
You know,
I got
you could have a microphone going, hurry your fat ass up or something. But I mean, he wants to do it where, because he doesn't think I can fix his car. I'm like, dude, I can fix the car
you
faster.
You can do it blindfolded
on that car.
I've seen that.
Because I'm familiar with it. I'm not a genius. It's just, it's an old school car and it's pretty simple to me. But he challenged me. He's like, well.
Oh, you guys have to do that.
Well, we could. You have to help, though. We couldn't do it
by
ourselves.
That's fine. I'll help.
But if we set the whole thing up, it could even be one of the Wednesday shows that we got away from. Remember the cooking shows or the big shows?
Yeah.
We could set it up as one
of
those.
That could be a Facebook garage show.
It could be a huge show.
I think that would be great. We need to do that soon.
You like that idea, though?
I do.
You know, there's people. Challenge accepted. There's people that know me, like, Two Bear's out there going, fuck it, he's going to kill it. Two Bear would be like, Two Bear's not even taking bets right now. He's like, he goes, General's going to knock this one out. Fuck that.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless I run into a part that we need that I have to drive and go get, you know, if I have everything there, if I got the tools, the parts, the equipment, I'll rip shit apart and put it back together right now. I just don't want to have to drive across town.
So it's an hour. You've been challenged to an hour.
About an hour is what, that was kind of the rough idea. But if he wasn't finished with Halo in the hour and I wasn't finished with the car in the hour, we keep going to see who wins.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know, that's the idea.
I think you should do that.
So,
we are going to make that happen.
That, you know, it reminds me of a car story because I know you're going to ask about a car story.
Oh, I wasn't.
So You weren't. You. This would be the first time you didn't. And see, you're just being a persnickety, a persnickety bitch right now. You always.
What did you just call me?
A persnickety
Let's
bitch.
Let's go outside right now.
You said I was looking for my dick. I think we're even.
I didn't call you a bad name. I just said Operation See My Dick.
See, you can't even say it without laughing.
Because it's funny.
It's not that funny.
Go ahead. Do your car story. Because you have to have one.
No, you're the one who I always have to have one ready because you go, oh, come on. They always like the car story. Have a car
today,
story.
Today, no. Ready. I so feel like we've been here a while.
All right. We have not been here a while.
No, seriously?
How long would you say?
It feels like 50 minutes.
Well, that's about average. But we have the other, last two we've done have been an hour and 23 minutes.
Okay.
That's a long time. That's been here a while. We're at 57 minutes. We have been here a while.
So by the time you put in all the other shit that goes on here,
the
it'll
car
be
story.
Okay, I'll just sit here while you
it's
do
a real simple
the
story.
Car story.
It reminds me.
I'm going to pull the kid.
Yeah, you're staring at the ceiling with your head back. Thank you. Thank you. Roll your eyes a couple times. That'll help me. Just
a
because
car story. Go ahead.
Do you want me to tell it or not? I can hang up.
Go.
Okay.
Go, go, go.
So thinking about the kid's battery situation, now I'm going to try to describe this because batteries are much different now, but a top post battery, just like a regular traditional battery forever, was you put the battery in the car and there's two lead posts that stick up just about an inch. And you take the battery cable, you slide them over the top, you tighten them up, and you're good to go. So one thing I used to do, all the places I've worked at, not just dealerships, but would get done working on this car, and they have all this work. He's done all this, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. He warms up the car. He's driving the car ready to go test drive. Every mechanic right before, if they've done a huge amount of work, right before they go out, they shut off the car. They go to the bathroom, and they wash their hands because you're going to get back in the car now, and you want to be as clean as you can. So it's pretty typical. You run to the bathroom, wash your hands, come back out. You take your big test drive. So every now and then I would wait for a mechanic to, he's done with his car. It's perfect. Everything's fixed. It's good to go. He'd leave for the bathroom. I would go take off a battery cable. I would take Scotch tape and go around the battery terminal, set the battery cable back on. Now the cable is not touching the battery.
It's not connecting.
No, it's okay. I've now put six layers of Scotch tape between the lead battery and the lead connector that you slid over it.
Yeah.
So now there's no connection. So he comes back and the whole car's dead. And he's like, I didn't leave the key on. I didn't leave the door open, the lights on. It's just been gone 10 minutes. And the first thing you do is they take a voltmeter to see if the battery's got juice and they touch the terminal of the battery. Which doesn't have the tape. It says 12 volts.
Gotcha.
And they're like, well, that's weird. The battery's got a full charge. Now, if they would just touch the cable, they'd realize the juice isn't getting to the cable because gotcha. I've taken the tape around the top of the battery.
You've been a dick.
Now, that's not exactly sporting, good nature sporting, a little ribbing, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
back in the day, hazing.
Hazing. So they go get a battery charger and they put the big clamps on the cable.
Oh, gosh.
Which doesn't charge the battery because the juice can't get through the cable to the battery because of the Scotch tape. Sometimes there was enough in there's 10 yawns. We're way over the six today.
Yeah.
Sometimes they would get a booster that would start the car because the booster was so strong. It would start the car. The car's running. They take the booster off. And as soon as they shut the car off, it won't restart because the battery's still not connected. It's got one post. So I can't tell you how many times I've enjoyed sitting on a stool at my workbench looking across the shop at some guy fiddle fuck around for like 25 minutes. He can't figure out what's going on. Any good mechanic would have figured that out like in 5 seconds, gone, okay, what are we doing here? No battery. Battery's got juice. Oh, but the cable doesn't have juice. I'll take the cable off and clean it. Oh, look, there's Scotch tape on it. But that was a funny one. That was a real, speaking of the kid in his car thing,
that's hilarious.
Super funny story from back in the day. So now you know what I know.
All right.
I think we're done. Is that it? Was there anything else you wanted to beat me up about? You fucking tore me up again today. Oh, good.
I'm getting sleepy sitting here.
Am I that? You know, this isn't sex. You're not supposed to fall asleep while you're doing it.
I had a really rough night last night.
Yeah, your foot is a huge issue today.
Actually, right, I don't feel it right now. But I think the problem is walking on it, so You know, I walked on it yesterday.
You limped around. You barely made it down the stairs this morning. What did you call it again? You know what this is.
Plantar fasciitis. There's a tendon, I believe, or a ligament between the heel of your foot and like your toes. And if you can injure it, like walking too much or whatever.
Which you did years ago.
Which I did. And every once in a while it flares up. But this is the worst I have ever had it. Like,
I didn't think you were going to be able to walk out. But looking at you this morning.
Yeah.
I thought the kid was going to have to put you in a wheelchair to get you out here. I didn't think you could stand on it.
Yeah. It's the worst when you get up in the morning. But, you know, you're supposed to stretch it out, you know, and I can stretch it out. But I got to be careful that you don't stretch it too much. And
should I cancel everybody coming over?
Absolutely not.
Well, if you can't walk,
I'll be fine.
You sure?
I'll work through it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just stretching.
I know there's nothing you can do about it, but if your fat ass is going to be in a chair all
weekend.
So you can say Operation See My Dick and I can't say fat ass.
No.
Wow. If your narrow ass is going to be in a chair all weekend, that means that I have to do everything and I can't do what you do.
We'll be fine.
You sure?
Yep.
Because Two Bears coming up with Aiden on Saturday.
We'll be fine.
Low Torque's coming over on Saturday.
We'll be fine.
And then McDreamy and Iceman and Marcy are coming over Sunday.
Oh, Iceman is coming in Saturday night.
And that's right. Iceman will be Saturday night too.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'll be fine. Today's only Thursday. I just got to rest it and then keep stretching it out. It'll be fine.
All right.
I've lived with it all my life. I'm good.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Bye, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
And she's gone and we're back to me. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for showing up. If you had an hour and change to waste, you wasted it in a good way, just like we were all kids. Thank you for tuning in. Wherever you're listening in from around the planet, AM, FM, Sirius, XM, or perhaps on the Armed Service Radio Network. We wouldn't be anything without you guys. Thanks for paying attention to Gen X Talks. Remember two things. One, wherever you go, there you are. And two, I'll catch you guys on the flip side. All right, I'm out.